The reading is from Luke chapter 17. Jesus heals 10 men with leprosy. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus travelled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Jesus, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
Peter, you're going to come bring our sermon for this morning. So I'll just pray for you and then we'll get started. Father God, I want to thank you for what you've placed on Peter's heart this morning and to take from this passage. I pray our ears and hearts will be open to what you want to say through him now. In your name, amen.
Amen. Yes, I'm Peter. I'm one of the deacons here and I'm also one of the preaching team here. And it's great to be able to share together. What do you preach, I wonder, on a morning like this morning? Well, it would be very tempting to take one of those passages about Jesus and the children, which we've already heard. But I looked to see what the gospel reading was that was set for this morning. And it was this one. And you might think, well, goodness me, what a passage to read on a day like today about 10 lepers, you know. Not leopards, you understand. You know, there's been quite a bit of mystery about, mistaking about that, but 10 lepers. So over these past few weeks here, we've had a broad theme over a lot of our morning services, and that is walking in the dust of your teacher or your rabbi. And that was a phrase that was used as an encouragement to people to stay close to Jesus, our teacher. The theory was, walking along the paths of Palestine in those days, they were very dusty. And if your rabbi walked in front, which he did, and you were following as a disciple, the closer you were to your rabbi, the dustier you got. So it's a case of saying, let's stay as close to Jesus as we can. But the story that we read together this morning, that we had read for us, is of 10 men who were not able to walk close to Jesus. They had to keep a distance. And Luke is very clear about that. As Jesus was traveling along between the borders of Samaria and Galilee and was going into a village, there were 10 people who met him, but they stood at a distance. These were 10 people who were living with exclusion. 10 people who, because of an illness that had befallen them, were no longer able to get close to other people. One of them was excluded for another reason as well, because he was not of the Jewish race in particular. Going back, the Samaritans and the Jews did have common ancestry, but that was ancient history. Now he was a Samaritan. He wasn't welcome in the temple in Jerusalem. He wouldn't have wanted to go there. He was an outsider. The word leprosy, which is used in our modern Bibles, as you very well know, was a word that was used to describe not just the disease that we call leprosy today, but almost anything that affected a person's skin. Now, where are the children in this story, you may say? Well, I want you to think back for a moment. Wind the lives of these 10 men back to the moments of their birth. In all probability, they had exactly the same beginning and start as Theo has had. Perfect, whole, part of a loving family, brought into the house of God when they were young and offered to God in thanksgiving and dedication. And everything looked fine and everything was going fine. And they maybe grew up into their young boyhood, into their teenage years. We don't know how old they were when it first happened, but they noticed something. Now, I guess if I was to take a show of hands this morning and say, anybody here suffer from eczema? Somebody would probably put their hand up. Yeah, I saw one or two hands going up at the back. Anybody here suffer from psoriasis? Yep, there's another hand going up. Anybody here, now this is a tricky one, got an itchy rash this morning? No, you guys all stayed at home. You know what it's like, kids, don't you? You wake up and there's spots on your tummy. And your mum takes a photograph of it and puts it up on YouTube and says to her friends, do you think I ought to worry about this? Is that you, this is? Well, there you go. The problem was that those things that we think of as perfect normal, you go, you get some cream, whatever, doesn't matter. It was like, wow, this could be leprosy. So what they did was to hide. Back in those days, mum wouldn't have put anything like that up on mum's net or whatever it is, TikTok or Instagram or whatever. Hello, you coming to help me? You going to come and help me? Come on, man. You going to come and stand up with me? I think there's going to be a race between you and Jill. Well, the preachers have to start somewhere. They have to start. You want it? Yeah, you're going to come up and help me. All right.
Okay.
What do you do? Well, you stand there and look wonderfully at me. All right. Say, I can't believe it. You can say to these people here, do you love God?
Do you love God?
Yes. Wow, there you go. You've got more response than I did. Okay. You can stay up here if you want, or you can go and sit back down. It's entirely up to you. Okay. All right. So people used to hide. They hid these things. Now, I'm not going to be long this morning. If you want to understand, you know, Google it or look on ChatGPT or something like that. Look at leprosy. Read about it in the olden days, but also look at the work of people like the Leprosy Mission today, because leprosy is still a disease. But it excluded people. And if they thought you got it, you had to keep away from everybody else. They'd all been children once, loved and accepted and cuddled and cared for until. So we hope and pray that Theo will grow up to be healthy and strong, that he won't have anything nasty wrong with him ever. But one thing that we do know as parents, there's no guarantee that comes with them. You get a television, it's got a warranty, a guarantee. You can take it back within 2 years if it fails. But we don't. But what we said this morning is that whatever Theo faces, whatever Nat and Claire and Freya face, we are going to face it together. For we believe our faith in Jesus Christ is an inclusive one, not exclusive. We don't say to anybody, stay away, because you're not the kind of person that we want to have anything to do with. Either because you're the wrong faith, you've got the wrong parents, or even you're not well. And the amazing thing is that these people that were excluded and kept at a distance have given us one of the oldest prayers which is still being said today. Where they stood at a distance and they called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. That's it. That's the prayer. You may know it in another language. You may know it in the Greek language. How good's your Greek this morning? Anybody good at the Greek? All right. Okay, there's one or two. How many of you know the words Kyrie eleison? Okay, if you know those words, put your hand up. Don't be shy. Few more. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. We translate those words into English. They are Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. And when the Greek church split from the Latin church, and the two branches of Christianity went their separate ways, the Latin church, and still today, brings those Greek words with it. So you might listen to a Latin mass, but when it gets to this prayer, it goes to the Greek, Lord, have mercy. Except that for these 10 people, it wasn't Kyrie eleison, it was another word that means master. So it wasn't Lord, it was Master, have mercy. So Jesus says, now look, I will have mercy. Go, show yourselves to the priests, and you'll be clean. In other words, whatever is affecting you will go away. And one of the 10 noticed, they all were healed, but one of the 10 noticed that whatever it was that was wrong was now right. And he came back, threw himself at Jesus' feet, and praised God. He recognized that Jesus was not just Master, but Lord. So these men, all excluded, have given us a prayer which unites Christians across all denominations, all churches, in all languages around the world. Sometimes we say, Lord, teach me to pray. Lord, have mercy. Three words that will go a long way. Those are words which you guys, you know, whenever you've got a kiddie, you know, they will be words that you will say either in exasperation or in faith many, many times. There are times when you can't think of a long prayer to pray. You know, you're tired, it's the middle of the night, the kid's just thrown up all over the bedclothes. What can I pray? Oh, Lord have mercy. He's going to a big school for the first time. He's wearing the blazer and trousers that are two sizes too large, but he's going to grow into them. How do you pray for him as he goes off to school? Lord have mercy on Theo. Christ have mercy on him. Yeah. There's an operation coming up. He's got to have something straightened or whatever. You know, Lord have mercy. God forbid, you know, something more significant happens. What can we pray? Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. And one final thing, when God does have mercy, and he loves to hear that prayer from the excluded, Lord have mercy, he loves it when we return thanks. We come back to say thank you. Fear was a blessing from God. And Nat and Claire and Freya have brought him this morning and said, thank you, God, for this gift and this responsibility. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Should we say that prayer together now? I'll say the sentence, and you say it, and we'll do that. So, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen. I thought that was somebody cheering for a moment.